This is Furqan Ahmad of York and Space HMAD, dictating for Dr. Tuma Muhammad TM, Space MOHA. Double MAD. The date of service is 25th January 2013. The name of the patient is Carl Stacy, CKERUL space STACY. Date of birth is 06/03/1973. Next, the name of the primary care physician is Marshall Sack, MARSHALL space SACK. The address is West 10. West 10 mile, MILE, suit number 100, city NOVI, state Michigan, zip code 48379, phone number is 248-476-0035, and fax number is 248-476-4-2418. Next, paragraph is cardiology clinic notes. Next is reason for visit and new consult. Next paragraph, dear colleague, we had the pleasure of seeing Ms. Stacy today. As you know, she's a very pleasant 39-year-old female with a past medical history significant of depression and attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. On today's visit, patient has come to us with a complete chest pain, which started of 3-4 days ago. The chest pain was central, was non-radiating, was not associated with any shortness of breath initially, but then as the day progressed, she also developed some pressure-like sensation in the left side of the chest along with the left shoulder and the left upper arm. Over the next 24 hours, she developed some shortness of breath while she was at work. From there, she went to the emergency department where she was evaluated by having a CT scan of chest, EKG, and troponin, which all came out negative. So the ER physicians rule out ACS. Now she is here at our clinic to follow up with her chest pain. She denies any chest pain after that incident, no shortness of breath, no top. She denies any persistent nocturnal dyspnea. She denies presyncope or sudden loss of consciousness. She denies any dizziness. She denies any leg pain or claudication. Next is past medical history is significant number 1, depression number 2, ADHD. Next past surgical history is endometrial ablation, which was done in 2009. And next social history, she denies she used to smoke, but she has quit smoking for 15 years now. She denies using alcohol or illicit drug use. Next, family history is significant for diabetes mellitus in her grandmother. Next, allergies. She has no known drug allergies. Current medications include number 1, Wellbutrin, WELLBUTRIN, 10 milligrams once a day. Number 2, Dexedrine, DEXEDRINE, 10 milligrams 2 times a day. And Lexapro, LEXAPRO, 10 milligrams once a day. Next paragraph, physical examination. Today's visit, patient blood pressures. Is 97/65, pulse is 85 beats per minute, weight is 196 pounds, height is 5 feet 11 inches. Kindly copy and paste from the template or normal physical examination. Next paragraph is the diagnostic test, which include number 1, EKG, which was done on 24th of January 2013, which had the ventricular rate of 79 beats per minute, and it was it did not show any abnormality. Next paragraph is assessment and plan. Number 1, chest pain. slash coronary artery disease. The patient had an episode of chest pain for which she went to the ER, where ACS was excluded by means of EKG and troponin levels, which both came out to be normal. And she's here in our clinic today with this history. We have actually scheduled her for an exercise echo to rule out any coronary artery disease. And she does not have any significant risk factors, but the description of the pain she had regarding regarding her episode is typical of is typical of inguinal pain. And so we'd like to rule it out by doing an exercise echo, and once the test results are back, we'll be able to devise an appropriate management plan for her. Next, number two is depression, and the patient has been diagnosed with depression. She's taking her medications regularly. We have asked her to be and to consider a primary care physician regarding it, and be compliant with the medication. The patient is number three. Next, number three, the patient ADHD, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. The patient is, has been also been diagnosed with attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, and she's taking dexedrine, D-E-X-E-D-R-I-N, 10 milligrams two times a day for ADHD. We have asked her to be compliant with the medication, consult with a primary care physician regularly. Next, thank you very much for allowing us to participate in care of Ms. Stacy. Our phone number has been provided to her to call with any question or concern. We'll see patient in about 1 month time. Meanwhile, she is instructed to continue to see her primary care physician. Thank you very much sincerely for Khan Ahmad, FRQ and space AHMED. A medical student detaining for Dr. Tamam Muhammad, TMAM space MOHAMAD. This is standard detention.